گل شقایق میخونم، گل شقایق میخونم، روزه برا غریبیه امام صادق میخونم، امام صادق.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. فوریه پیرن صف امام زمان صلوات. ولعنت الله على اعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنت الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة يحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير. صلوات. Condolences to all مؤمنين مؤمنات for the tragedy of commemoration for the martyrdom of a personality who was symbol of knowledge and the wisdom, and condolences to the Imam of the age, and special condolences to the Hauzas, our Maraji, and all the scholars of the world, and all those who are seekers of the knowledge. And as we, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, become as students of their school, condolences to all of us. Today we have gathered to commemorate the martyrdom of a personality who has become as a role model for all the Shias of the world, and especially as we are named with the name of Ja'fari, that also makes this day as a significant day, that this is the sixth Imam who installed the school of thought. And the foundation of our school of thought, it's been found in the time of our sixth Imam. Today, I would like to speak about political stance of our sixth Imam, Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Although one of the things that is effect in the life of our sixth Imam, that by taking advantage of the time when two powers of the time, they were having a clash between one another, Banu Umayya and Banu Abbas. And that was the time when Bani Umayya, their time was finishing, and they were having clash to keep control of their family on the government and the system. And Abbasis, they were taking control at the same time. So there was a clash between these two tribes. And when there are two powers having clash with one another, that is one of the best times that religious people, they can move forward and they can take advantage of that. Our sixth Imam used best of the strategy, as he realized that there is little flexibility to move forward and take few steps towards installing the religious belief. Of course, previous Aimma alayhimus salam, they were engaged into the wars until our fourth Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. Situation, it was a very difficult situation. All of Aimma alayhim salam, they have gone through the wars and clashes and fights. That is why the time did not allow. But after fifth Imam, there was little flexibility. So these two Aimma alayhim salam had taken advantage when it comes to second Hijri. Our both Aimma alayhim salam made this strategy to promote Shia school and belief that is the real Islamic belief, but at the same time keeping the unity between the Muslim Ummah, promoting the school of thought. And sometimes people, they assume that our sixth Imam was only working to install Jafri fiqh, which is not true. Because our sixth Imam, he was actually founding the Shi'i ideology and real Islamic ideology. He was placing the ideology that was ideology of the Prophet, and that was the faith that was installed by Aimma alayhim salam. He wanted to found a school that is going to remain for centuries to come. And especially with the sense of research and the sense of study and opening the door of evidences, giving the evidences to people and opening the door of ijtihad, that was one of the most important effort that our sixth Imam had made. So that is one of the facts that today I would not like to go to that detail, because that is something and that is known for most of us, that his one of the most important effort that was making the foundation of a school and placing the real belief and also giving the principles of the fiqh, formation of houses and the universities in his time. That was one of the most important effort that our sixth Imam had. But there is a little sense that our sixth Imam did not want to be involved in the political matters, or he was the one who compromised in his time with the rulers of the time, or he did not have any stands about the political situation of the time. This is one of the things that many people, they may assume, because most of the struggles of our sixth Imam were towards teaching the people, training, and at the same time formation of belief and faith and fiqhi usul and principles. So he did not have time, or he did not have any stance. When we look at the lives of all Aimma alayhi salam, one of the things that actually makes this school, school that is called as a Ja'fari, and it became a significant school, the quality that this school has, that was from the beginning of time of Aimma alayhi salam, especially it started from our third Imam, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. That was not compromising with any wrongdoer, not following the path of any government, or not standing with any government. That became as a quality in the history of Shia today. That is remaining a character. That character was installed by each Imam. Every Imam that comes, he was actually installing a mentality. So the mentality was installed either to stand completely opposite side of the wrong governments, or if not, that not compromising with them, not supporting them, not being assistant for them. And it was actually opposition to another school of thought that was always being formed within the governments, by the support of the governments, with the assistance of the government, that has grown up actually with the government. And that is why you can see the number that is increased, or at the moment majority of the people of other school, that is because the governments have given support, and until now governments are giving support. That is why other school is growing. But decreasing the number of this school, it's because it was standing always in the opposition. In all its ages, school of thought that is called Ja'fari, with the name of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that was standing completely opposite, or sometime there is room of taqiyya. So as our sixth Imam, he was installing the principles. One of the most important principles that he had introduced in his time, and he practiced himself as well, that was the principle of taqiyya. Although sometimes it is interpreted wrong, and as it's been translated in some other ways, which is not true. But our sixth Imam, when he wanted to practice taqiyya, that was for the benefit of religion, not for the benefit of his person individually. Because Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they do not do actions that are beneficial for their own as an individual, but they do everything for the sake of religion. So if they did compromise, or sometime if they did taqiyya, that was for the formation of school of thought, or progress of Shia school of thought. So that was one of the most important efforts. Otherwise, this school, as you can see today, one of the character that you can see in any government you go, any country you go, you would find that the Shia school of thought, it stands separate. It has its own stance, and its character is very clear, because those principles that was being placed from very beginning of the life of Aimma alayhi salam for the formation of school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So let us start thinking that did our sixth Imam had any stance that were political stance, or he did not have any stance, or he did not place any efforts for his political move. So there can be two views. One view, that he did not want to be involved. He did not have any motives to make a political move, or he did not have any stance. He wanted to be completely aloof from this political side. He just wanted to focus on his teachings, religious discussions, research, forming universities, and placing some sciences within the Muslim Ummah. That was his most important concern. So there are few things that we need to see. One of the things that it makes obvious that there were some stands of our sixth Imam in his time that were considered as political stands, that was a character of the rulers of the time. For example, Mansur. His character and behavior with sixth Imam. When we like to judge somebody or justify stand of any personality, we can see opposition, and through opposition we can realize what are the stands of that. So we see opposition, it was trying to get rid of this personality. So there were 7 attempts in the time of sixth Imam. There were 7 attempts to kill sixth Imam, to get rid of him. If he was a personality that had nothing to do with the government, that had nothing to do with any political stance, then why government has to oppose this personality? They would have been given a complete freedom to this personality, that you can go and you can work for the sciences and you can teach the people. Second thing, whenever he was invited by any government, and especially Mansur, and of course, as today, investigation takes place. At that time, they used to do investigation. So what were the matters of investigation? Let us go and study the history. You would find one of the questions they would ask from sixth Imam, that why you are encouraging the people to stand against us. And then Imam has to deny. Imam has to get out of that. So that means there were concerns by the government that they were asking that you are encouraging people to stand against us. Or in one of the incidents, Mansur had many letters that people they brought from various places. So he gathered all these letters and he puts forward before Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, before sixth Imam Jafar ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu. Asking, what are these letters? You are saying that you don't have any stand. You are not opposing our system. But these are the letters that you have written. And the Imam said that, can I see that if there is a stamp, that I stamped those letters. So those were fabricated letters. But at the same time, of course, this concern, it came because of the security forces. They were trying to find out some of the evidences, and they had some concerns about this Imam because he was sending messages. So one of the ways that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had used in his time to warn the people and to take stands about the government, that was sending his representative to the various places to teach the people about his stand. So let us see what were the most important strategies that Imam had taken when he was sending the message. What were the messages? One of the messages that was being given by Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Iyaka wa mujalisatil muluk. Beware that you are not supposed to have association with the people in government. Muluk, that means, of course, masters, governors, or the people, those who are unruled. Iyaka mujalisatil muluk. In another matter, Imam said a fiqhi principle, and that is a fiqhi principle today in in every country that everybody can apply in their life. Those people who are working in any system, for example, in any government. So there is question that if we are working in a government that is wrong government, what we need to do? What we are supposed to do? So Imam alayhi salam gave solution to that as well. Imam said, "Kaffaratu amali sultani al-ihsanu ila al-akhwan." If you work for a sultan, a wrongdoing authority, when you work for sultan, at that time you need to pay a kafara. And you all know that when we are supposed to give kafara. Kafara is for something. If we have done anything wrong, then there is kafara. If we are all doing whatever we are supposed to do, then there is no kafara, of course. Imam is using the term kafaratu amali sultan. If anybody practices for sultan, anybody gives a service to the government, there is kafara for that. So what is kafara for that? This is good for everybody. He said, al-ihsanu ila al-ikhwan. You need to treat your brothers and sisters. You need to help your brothers and sisters, faithful brothers and sisters. If you give service to mu'mineen, that is kafara when you are working for any system. When you are working for any wrongdoer, then what you need to do? You need to give kafara. And kafara of that is giving assistance, giving hand, helping your mu'mineen and brothers and sisters, those who are followers of Ahlul Bayt, peace and salawat. So that means this is one of the stands of our sixth Imam, that he was teaching his followers, and especially those representatives, those go to various places, that you need to stay aside and do not mix with them. Do not start giving your services to the rulers, because then you will be following them, and you will be standing with them as well. And that is because of the Quranic ideology. That is one of the principles that Quran has said. Look at Quran, what it says in Surah Mubarakah Ali Imran. It is said, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَا. So clear evidence that is being given by Quran. It says that let not believers take unbelievers for friends. Do not take them as authority or take them as friends, rather than believers. So, min dun al-mu'minin. There are two situations, that if the ruler and the government of the time is a wrong government at that time, if there are other side mu'minin, so when we like to accept the wilayat, we need to accept the wilayat of mu'minin. We are not supposed to accept wilayat of kuffar. And then Quran said consequences for that. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. If anybody commits that sin and he assists with the wrongdoers, at that time this person is not going to have any relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means Quran is clearly saying the consequences for that, and that consequences are in this world. Our sixth Imam was following the same criterion that Quran has given. Illa an tattaqu minhu tuqatan yuhaddirukum Allahu nafsah. Yes, there can be some exceptions. You know, every rule has exceptions, of course. Whenever ruling is made, at that time exceptions are also being said. When Quran makes a principle, at that time it is going to say where you have that relief that you can go and you can work for that as well. And you can take them as authority. There is only at the time when you have a fear about yourself, fear about your religion, fear about your properties. So in those cases, of course, it's been said in antattaqullah or antattaqu minhum tuqatan, that you take measures of taqiyya. When you like to guard yourself, at that time you have been given this permission that you can go and work for that. So that is what our sixth Imam, he was teaching many of his companions in his time. So one of the ways that Imam al-Islam has used to take stand, that was sending his representative to the Shias, to the followers in various places. Second way of his stand, that was asking from his followers not to cooperate. So cooperation is one thing and opposition is second. So sometimes, you know, we mix up both matters, and in a case somebody is not taking a stand, it does not mean that he is cooperating. So Imam al-Islam, what he was asking because of the situation of the time, and because he wanted to promote his ideology, and he wanted to formate his school at the time, and he wanted to make formation of houses and place tradition of ijtihad in his time. That is why Imam al-Islam, what he started to do, not having any cooperation with the system, but at the same time, not opposing clearly, not standing against as well. So this is another character that we can see in the time of our sixth Imam. And at the same time, Imam al-Islam was forming a Muslim Ummah. You know, one of the things that many people, they ask that what are the basis of unity? Can we find basis of unity in the lives of Aimma alayhimus salam? Brothers and sisters, if we go back in the life of our sixth Imam, we can find clearly that our sixth Imam was working very hard to establish Islamic unity. So today, as you all say, and we all know about the history, that he was the one that all four a'imma, there are imams for any other fiqh, they used to come with before Imam al-Islam, asking questions, having debates, sitting with him, conversation, discussions. So those were live conversations that Imam al-Islam will never refuse meeting with anybody. He gave times to the people that they can come, and he opened the door for everybody. So that was one of the ways of his unity. Second evidence that has been said in the life of our sixth Imam, that there is a companion or one of the mujtahideen and scholars of the time, that was Aban ibn Taghlab. He was in Medina, he was from Kufa, and he was one of the students of our sixth Imam. And in Medina, because the majority of people, they were Sunni followers. There were a minority that was followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, but majority in the time of sixth Imam, they were being Sunnis and followers of different schools. Imam asks from Aban, Ya Aban, ijlis fil masjid wafti lin nas. Sit in the masjid and give fatwas. And then Aban goes and sits in the masjid, and when he starts dealing with the people, he comes back complaining with Imam al-Islam, Yabna Rasulullah, most of the people that I receive, these are from other schools. They start asking questions from about their school, what I need to do? Should I give fatwa according to their school, or I have to give fatwa according to your belief and according to your fiqh? I am bound to follow your fiqh. I don't want to follow the fiqh of other people. So you see how Imam al-Islam is really careful about the unity. Imam said, whenever people from any other school come to you, give fatwa according to their school. Do not give fatwa according to your school. You're not bound to give fatwa according to your fiqh. And that is what we have seen in the lives of our great scholars like Nurullah Shostri. He travels to India. So one of the personality who became Shaheed in India, and he was one of the great scholars of his time. He went by the request of the government at the time, I think Mughal governments, they asked him that if you can come in this country and you can take position of as a judge. So Nurullah Shostri goes, and when he finds a situation, the majority of people, those who come to him, they are Sunni. They are from various schools of Sunni. Some of, most of them, Hanafi, for example, some other Hanbali. So when they come to Nurullah Shostri, he follows the same path of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. That he started giving his judgment according to their fiqh. He was not giving according to the fiqh of Imam Sadiq, although he was follower, he was mujtahid, marja of his time. But because our school was always inviting towards unity, our school was the one who was initiating the unity, that is why Nurullah Shostri became as a character. And that was the reason that he was martyred, because he became so popular in whole community that he became hope of Muslim Ummah, not only Shia school of thought. He became hope of Muslim Ummah. And now you can go and read views of Sunni scholars about sixth Imam. So today, of course, these views are in history. Because of sixth Imam, he was putting all the efforts that if he can form Ummah, not only school. His one of the effort was making foundation of Shia school of thought, but at the same time he was working hard that if he can form an ummah, that all Muslims, they can be together, they can discuss with one another. In one of the incidents, Ibn Abil Iwaja, as it's been said, he was an atheist. He came to masjid, and one of the companions of sixth Imam, he was in the masjid. Please say salawat. So because he was atheist, he came and he started having argument and promoting his ideology within the people. And he said that, you can say this is a masjid of Prophet. Here Prophet is buried. He had a great personality. People, they follow him. But the most important question is that he was promoting a God. And our suspicion is about God. Is there God? Any God exists in this world? So he started promoting like that. And the companion of sixth Imam, he goes and he makes argument. He says that, O Zindiq, O atheist, you don't have any belief. In reply, Ibn Abil Iwaja said like this. He said, I know that you are follower of sixth Imam. And character of sixth Imam is not like you. So this was very interesting. You know, when he wanted to make argument, he said, whenever we go before sixth Imam, we make many arguments. We say many things. But we never heard this reply as you do. We haven't seen this character as your character. So that means he wanted to say that sixth Imam is so open, although this is atheist, but he was accepting character of sixth Imam because of his open door policy for everybody. Because of his being humble when somebody comes having discussion about religious principles. Although he's atheist, so what's wrong with that? Let him be open. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. Because there is no compulsion in religion. In religion, people have to be given freedom. And that is what Imam was following. Freedom in religious matters. And when he had been able to form this unity, that is why all these Aimma, they consider him as a teacher. All of them, they praise him. He was a great teacher. That is why he became a common personality within all the schools.
And until now, many of the ulama, you can go sometime, listen the speeches of Sunni scholars about sixth Imam Jafar and Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. So brothers and sisters, when we see this formation of Ummah, that was another political stand of Imam. That he was not looking to form just a group of the people or just one school, but he was the one who was looking at a larger scale, a ummah with the various school of thought, but following the path of Islam. And that was the reason that our sixth Imam has to be target. When he becomes popular in various schools, when he becomes as a role model for all the scholars of time, that at least 4,000 scholars, they consider him as his teacher. Anybody who used to visit from Medina, the personality of sixth Imam was common, that he has to come to meet with him. An Imam used to sit in Masjid al-Nabi, giving answer to the people, making argument and giving evidences to the people, sometimes going for Hajj. And that was one of the fears and concerns of the government, that whenever it comes time of Hajj, at that time, they would ask questions from Imam alayhi salam. If you are going to this gathering, what is going to be your stand? That means Imam had a stand. That is why whenever this gathering happens, at that time governments, they would start having concerns that if this personality goes within the people and the gathering, as you can see today, for example, Islamic government has taken the stand and it has become target, because they promote sometimes their stance within the gatherings of Hajj. That is why they are target. Nobody else is target. Nobody else is target. Many people, they make their butte over there. Many people, they make offices in Hajj. There are besas. There are thousands of besas are there. But none of the besa has that situation, which is the situation of the besa of the rahbar and the leader, because he has stand. And wherever anybody has stand at that time, it is going to be a concern for the government of the time, for the wrongdoers, that they are going to have concerns about that. So when we see all these stands of our sixth Imam, we can understand that our Imam was really concerned about the government of time. But he wanted to see according to time and the place, because one of the principles of every religious scholar and every religious authority, that they need to work accordingly. What it means? It means according to the time. Managing the time. Looking at the circumstances. And working according to the circumstances. So Imam found that circumstances are better to promote the teachings. So he more focused on that. But at the same time, he was teaching the people, training according to the political stance of the people, that in the future we can have fruits of that. That is why when we see the treatment of the government, and especially treatment of Mansur to the sixth Imam, in one of the narration it is said that Rabi was asked that he has to go and arrest sixth Imam and bring him to the Baghdad. So this narration, it is from Rabi himself. He says, I went, I was in fear before I go. I started thinking that should I go and arrest son of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The personality who is well known with great character. Am I going to sell my akhirat for this dunya? After evaluating, I gave priority to this world.
I thought that I would like to achieve some benefits of this world. I decided to go. When I decided to go, I went to the house of sixth Imam, and it was night time. It was close to the time of Suhoor. I did not knock the door. So, you know, this is treatment to a personality that was teacher of many teachers, who was making foundation of many schools, who was scientist of time, who was philosopher of the time, who was faqih of his time. He was door of knowledge and wisdom. He says that I jumped through the roof and I entered to the house of sixth Imam. And when I entered to his house, at that time I found that he is praying. And I came close to him. I said that Mansoor has asked that I have to take you, arrest you, take you to his court. Imam said, give me a little time that I can pray two rakat. He said, I'm not going to allow you. I will not go let you to perform two rakat prayer. Imam said, give me time that I can change my clothes. He said, I will not let you to change your clothes. He said, let me have shoes. He said, you have to go in the same position. So this was the treatment that you can realize. This treatment must be for a person who has clear stance. And he says that when I was taking the sixth Imam to the Mansoor at that time, I started thinking that he has called sixth Imam at this time. And whenever he calls during the night, at that time he kills the people. And I found Mansoor was very angry. I took sixth Imam before him. And when I came close to Mansoor, he was having sword in his hands. And he started investigating Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, asking questions. Sometime he used to take sword in his hands, then put inside. This has happened certain times. Several times our sixth Imam has to go through these circumstances. They have to arrest him, humiliate him, insult him. Sometimes he has to stay in the prison and then they free him for a while. But a time comes, brothers and sisters, that a night like this, when we are commemorating, it is said that Mansoor had asked Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, there were some grapes that he poisoned them, and he prepared that fruit for sixth Imam, and he enforced him to eat. Imam took few of them and he said, can you take more? And sixth Imam said, your purpose has been fulfilled. I don't need to take more. Whatever you wanted, that is sufficient for me. O followers of sixth Imam, let us say condolences to our Imam today. Our Imam of the age is expecting you because he's alone. He needs your condolences. He needs your tasliyat. He must be remembering his sixth Imam today in ghaibat. You know, in a du'a nutba, Imam Zaman says, Aina as-sadiqu ba'da as-sadiq.
Ayn as-sabeel, O ba'd as-sabeel. You know, when he remembers his forefathers, at that time he remembers Sadiq Ali Muhammad. Ayn as-sadiq, O ba'd as-sadiq. Ayn as-sabeel, O ba'd as-sabeel. Where are the paths towards Allah? أين الأقمار المنيرة? Where are those enlightening moons of their sky in the wilayat? أين الشموس الطالعة? Where are those enlightening suns that enlighten this world today? O Shias, O Ja'fari, you know we are related to this Imam. Think about your relation with Imam. How many efforts your Imam made in his time that we can live in this world. All the suppressions of his time was for us. All the services that Imam has given that were for us. All those ahadith that are remaining today that are from sixth Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq, brothers and sisters. And when he was poison, it is said that when he used to walk, he became weak. He could not walk. His body became weak. And our seventh Imam, that was also one of the Mazlumin, he says that when it came time close to the departure of our sixth Imam, at that time he called his family, his loved ones. He called Imam Kawim. And that narration is also from the wife of sixth Imam, Umm Hamida, as she says that Imam called all of us. He said many wasaya, but one of the wasiyat that was for us Shias. Oh, brothers and sisters, our sixth Imam remembered you. He was having concern about you. He remembered you at the time of departure. You know, any father, when he wants to leave this world, he has concern about his children. And our sixth Imam had a concern about his children. He said that, tell my Shias, give this message to my followers. لا تنال شفاعتنا من استخف بالصلاة. Anybody who do not give value to the prayer, our shafa'at is not going to be for that person. If you like to achieve shafa'at of Imam Sadiq, what you need to do, you need to give value to your prayer. That means whenever you stand for the prayer at that time, remember Imam Sadiq. Whenever you like to stand for the prayer at that time, remember your Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq, that he remembered you at the final times. You know, brothers and sisters, one of the things that is character of our sixth Imam, that he used to ask the people and advise the people to give salam upon Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Many ziyarat that are narrated from our sixth Imam about Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. His love is with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. It is said the people, they used to ask from sixth Imam, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, when we like to recite ziyarat for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, what we need to do? Then he used to teach them, ziyarat of Abu Abdullah. A person asks from sixth Imam, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I do not have ability to visit Karbala. I can't go Karbala. What I need to do? What I'm supposed to do? You know what sixth Imam said? Our sixth Imam says, if you cannot go Karbala, then you need to go outside in open sky and just stand under the sky, face towards Karbala. And when you face towards Karbala, just look at the sky once. Because this sky was witness on the day of Ashura. This sky was witnessed when Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was slaughtered. He says, look at the sky and just say, Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الارواح التي حلت بفنائك. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, brothers and sisters, that is how he was teaching the people that you need to remember Karbala. Sometimes he teaches the people when you like to stand for the prayer at that time, when you take soil of Karbala, place that in front of you that you can have connection with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Sallallahu alayka ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad. You know, brothers and sisters, our seventh Imam says that when my father departed, I prepared his coffin. And the coffin was remaining cloths that he used to go for Hajj, his cloths from Ihram. I performed the coffin. I gave the ghusl. And after that, he was taken to the place, you know, the place that is well known today. But his grave is destroyed. His shrine is destroyed. You know, where he buried? He buried in the Qabristan, in the graveyard and cemetery of Baqi. You all visit sometime, but you can go and start searching where our sixth Imam is buried. There is no name written on the grave of our sixth Imam. There is no shrine on the grave of our sixth Imam, sallallahu alayka ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad. Our sixth Imam is still an oppressed personality, brothers and sisters. And let us ask Imam of the age, Yabna Rasulullah, come back and let us form again the shrine of our sixth Imam. But you know, let us say salam upon Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Ya Musa ibn Ja'far, ya Imam Qadim, you have been able to give ghusl to your father, to give kafan to your father. You have been able to bury your father. But sallallahu alayka ya Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zayn al-Abidin, wa Karbala, wa musibata, Ali ibn al-Husayn in Karbala. He was just looking at the body of his father that he could not bury. He could not give ghusl and kafan. He was just watching the body remaining in Karbala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalbi yanqalibun. Matam Hussain.